Dramatic pause. A dramatic pause says something without saying anything at all. Dramatic pause is a go-to for podcasters, presidents, and radio voiceovers. It makes you look really smart, even if you're not. Feet deserve a go-to like that. Like Hey Dude Shoes. Light, comfy, good to go to.
At Premier High School, we are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal.
Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that you sisters listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sisters listening today that she turns to your Bible to know who you are and what your servants sound like. What it sounds like when someone is filled with your Holy Ghost and is a vessel for you, so that she can recognize when she's being spoken to and dealt with by your Holy Spirit through a vessel that's here on earth. As all these prayers you follow in Jesus' name, amen. So this is Acts chapter 8, okay? Peter just gave the Holy Spirit, okay, to some believers. Let's start at verse 17. It says, "Then they laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. And when Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hands, the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money, saying, 'Give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost.'" Now, before I read what Peter's reply is, I just want to side note, once you look at what he's doing. He's trying to purchase something of the Spirit with money, okay? I'm reading this, okay, because it pertains to the last teaching that I referenced the scripture, so I want to read it. But on a side note, think about what he's doing. He is trying to buy something of the Spirit with money, okay? There's other teachings where I've talked about this with more scripture. But this is rampant within the United States, okay? You got people buying and selling what they think is the Holy Ghost anyways, trying to make merchandise, okay, off of the gospel, okay? Not only with stores that sell all kinds of stuff, okay? But then also, too, just people thinking, I mean, he says, freely you have been given, freely you give, or freely you have received, okay? The Holy Ghost salvation is a free gift, okay? But you see people selling books, okay, selling their teachings, okay, it's supposed to be of the Holy Spirit, but they're going to charge you before you had to pay them before you can receive something of the Holy Ghost. You know, this type of stuff, I'm telling you, God is long suffering, but it's going to be dealt with, okay, you need to run from it. I personally saw the strangest thing where, I had gotten something from a website. And it was a Christian website, and I don't like buying anything from these because I don't want to participate in any in that way, shape, or form. But I bought something else. It was like a some sort of set, like a worldly thing that I had purchased, not something that was for the faith. But it happened to be from a Christian website, and then I got spammed, okay, from this Christian website store, okay, just like it would with any other place. And I was like, marketing, you know, and I sent a message asking to be removed from their mailing list and warning them with scripture, you know, all the verses, and I've talked about it before in other podcasts. I won't get into it now because I want to stay on this subject, but warning them about that. And I've heard that from other people, you know, where they say, you know, you can make money, you know, off of your podcasts, and you can do this to get some revenue, you know, and it's like, it's so commonplace to where making money off of the gospel is, you know, not even considered a problem anymore. These things are evil and wicked, and the Bible warns against them. And let's go ahead and read, and this is not, that's just on a side note, but let's read what Peter says, okay, his reply to this. It says, "But Peter said unto him, Thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money." Okay, so he's telling him, your money perish with you. Okay, just think about that for about 2 seconds, what that means. Okay, he's not telling him he's inheriting eternal life, and he's not making any apologies for it either. Peter says it directly. Okay, and he's full of the Holy Spirit. And it says, "Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent therefore of this thy wickedness, and pray, if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven." I'm going to read that verse again, okay? "Repent therefore of this thy wickedness, and pray God, if perhaps..." Perhaps, okay, "the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee." May be forgiven thee. Okay. Now he's got forgiveness. I'm not saying he doesn't, okay? Because scripture only warns of two sins that don't receive forgiveness, and that's a blasphemy of the Holy Spirit and taking the mark of the beast, okay? But I want you to look at how Peter speaks to him with such authority. Okay. All right. He's not making any apologies. Okay. He's not being a man pleaser in any way, shape, or form. Okay. He's letting him know the truth. Okay. Of the wickedness and what and who he is. Okay. And it's just important to have this in mind with the way that the church is. Once saved, always saved. I heard one evangelist say, trying to spread the gospel. And he says, "I'm not going to talk to you about your sin. You already know about your sin." Okay? "I'm just going to have you come over here and believe on Jesus Christ. But I'm not going to mention your sin. We're not going to talk about that." Okay? All right? All this stuff hidden heavy on the mercy of God. Hidden heavy on the love of God. Okay? All right? And avoiding, okay, the truth of the gospel. Okay? That we're absolutely wicked, okay, and that needs to be dealt with. Yes, you are wicked and evil, okay? You need to humble yourself before the throne of God, okay, and give thanks for his forgiveness and his mercy, okay? And that's the type of heart that you need when you repent, okay? And that's the type of fruit that's buried, because when you really do repent, you'll see this with people, maybe you've seen it yourself, where you say, "Oh yeah, I'm sorry. Hey, I said I'm sorry. Oops, okay, wash, covered in the blood. Yep, I'm sorry." Okay, if you are truly a child of God, the Lord will go over that sorry with you again. And you're going to go back to that person. You're going to tell them you're really sorry. And you're going to find yourself in a place of tears at some point. Okay? Because you're not coming to the throne of God with some fake little, "Oh, I'm sorry. It's okay. All right. Sorry about that, Lord." Okay? When you're dealing with the Holy Ghost, if you're truly a child of God, you will get to a place. Well, maybe you'll say that once. But down the line, you're going to find yourself, no, you're really sorry. You're going to know what the meaning of "I'm sorry" is. Okay? And you're really going to get washed in that blood. Okay? All right? And that's the nature and character of the Holy Spirit. And you need to recognize what he sounds like, okay? Because if your mind is filled with the lukewarm church and the falling away, okay, when the Holy Spirit's dealing with you and trying to reach out to you, okay, through a podcast, through a teaching, okay, through some servant of the Lord that's coming to talk to you, whoever it is, they're going to sound like that if they're real, okay? Not always necessarily, but if they do, you need to know, no, that's not evil, that's not wicked, that's not proud, okay? That's a humble vessel of the Holy Ghost. That's him talking. He sounds just like the Bible. I better listen up, okay? The other stuff doesn't sound like him at all. So you need to have your mind renewed with the Word of God. I'll leave it there for today. Father, ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she humbles herself and really asks to be filled with the Holy Ghost and understands that that is the only thing that will keep her safe. Ask all these prayers to you, Father, and Son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Other banks go out of their way to make redeeming credit card rewards needlessly complicated, like how they require minimums or force you to use your rewards before reaching some arbitrary expiration date. But Discover isn't like that. With Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount, at any time, so you'll never have to jump through hoops. Unless you're like a trapezist, then by all means, go right ahead. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.